Hello and welcome. Yes, it is that time again. Exactly right. It is the Interrealms Recap. This month, I'm joined by two very special guests. We have Jurassics and Wesley. Hey, boys. How are we doing?
Long time listener, first time caller. How are you guys doing?
Welcome to the podcast.
Doing very well.
Thank you.
Good. It's good to have you both here.
And Jurassics, is this your first one or is it just me?
It's my first one as well, so don't expect too much.
You never forget your first.
No.
Although, technically, Jurassics, you did have your player interview, did you not, come out last week, I believe?
Yes, I did. And that was a scary experience. Interrogated by Mr. Keegers.
Oh, Keegers is not that scary, is he?
He comes across as a soft puppy, but in the interrogation room, wow.
I haven't had the privilege of being interrogated with him. I've done the podcast, the recap with him before, but I haven't been interrogated yet. So something to look forward to, I guess.
Yeah, player interviews are a whole different ballgame.
Does he dress up in any sort of special outfit for his interrogations?
Fortunately, it was just a voice call, not video, thankfully.
Got it. So, you know, no knees not sure on if show. He does or doesn't.
No. And we all have the right to remain silent. So obviously this is the recap. So in the recap, in case this is the first time that you're listening, just like the boys are the first time here being interviewed, not interviewed, discussing the recap, might be your first time listening to this episode in the podcast. And so what we do is we just take a look back at the last month of what's been going on the Interrealm server. And Wesley, let's start in the Caves Clan. Now obviously you're part of the Caves Clan, but there's something that I think a lot of people want to know and are very curious about. Where are you going to fish next?
Oh, that is an excellent question.
Thank you. I've been working on that one all month.
I've actually gotten a few suggestions from some people in the comments of my last video, I think. Ooh. I think Sweenpire made a suggestion. But, you know, I've explored most of the liquid-looking things, I believe. Already I exhausted that resource fairly soon, like the first few videos, it's all gone. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm thinking I've got the void left. I've fished in lava, but not in the nether, you know, so that's an option. I've got a few ideas still, definitely, but...
Good. So not running
out. I'm not sure which one will be the next one.
So the well's not dry yet, hey?
No. As far as liquids go, kind of, but maybe we can think of something there.
And personally, one of the questions, I was going to fire this at you in for your player interview, but I'm going to ask it now because, you know, you're obviously here. What were you going to catch in the end portal?
Enderman, surely.
Yeah.
Okay.
And silverfish and I'm trying to be really quick here and think of a real world fish that has something to do with the end, and I'm getting so, you know, it's been a long week, the brain's kind of already powering off, and maybe like an angler fish or something, you know.
okay, righto, very good. But obviously there's a lot of stuff happening over there in that underground vicinity that you guys have. So Drac put a video out not too long ago, and he was showing off a lot of the buildings that you guys are doing in the caves. Is there anything you can tell us about what's going on in there at the moment?
Other than Drac hearing voices, that is.
Well, we're going to come to that. I've got a very important question about that, actually.
I probably won't be able to shed much light on it because it's pretty much just him. but anyways, personally, I'm in love with what's happening in the Caves Clan, especially in the cave itself this season. You know, I believe TomTom is the only one not actually going to build his main build in the cave. So that'll be quite interesting to see how that sort of ties up. But as far as the cave itself, where I've spent most of my time with Drac as well, in Drac's latest video, you'll notice we've started a bit of the decor side of it, I think a few of our first builds were sort of setting up the infrastructure, setting up the slime farm, the couple nice farms that we've got there, some villager trading stations. Mm-hmm. But Drac asked me to add a couple mushrooms. I know he saw my mushrooms because I was literally under his dragon's butt in last season.
Yeah.
So he couldn't really miss them. But he kind of asked me to add a couple mushrooms to the cave. I mean, you would naturally find some mushrooms in the cave.
Mm-hmm.
I sent him a couple options and he seemed to like the honey sort of vibe. And we have a really cool idea for a future build that uses the same sort of color scheme and block palette. So I think it's going to tie in quite nicely there. But yeah, Drac and I have, you know, mostly been discussing the story with each other, and there are some really awesome ideas. I mean, we've also now got Porterhouse, brand new member who's joined Caves Clan.
Exactly, yeah.
Welcome, welcome, if you are listening. Yeah. And I hopped up to his, he's got a nifty little water elevator in our cave that leads to his base. I hopped on up there. He's got some really cool aesthetics going in there. He's got the whole glass fog technique down. Looks pretty cool. So I'm excited to see how we can tie Porterhouse, if Drac hasn't done it already, into our story. Then, I mean, TomTom has been, when I've managed to be on with him, it's been a hoot. He's the caveman that led us to our beautiful cave. But I believe he's jumping back to the desert, if I'm not mistaken.
And rumor has it that you actually doubted the existence of the certain TomTom caveman man.
Yeah, I mean, Drax, I believe it was one of his first interactions with me, was telling me that he'd heard voices in his head telling him to find relics. And then the next thing he told me, he found a strange little cave. Well, him and Ducky found a strange little caveman who gave them a map to a beautiful cave. And Ducky was never seen again. So, you know, I'm not sure if that was Drac that took him out and then was luring me to the same cave. But yeah, apparently the caveman's real. TomTom is real.
Maybe Ducky was delicious after all.
Yeah. Yep. He did pop up again. So, you know, unless that was a fake, I'm not sure. That's
TomTom wearing a Ducky suit.
And speaking of TomTom, not sure if you guys have seen it. I know he hasn't put a video out of it yet that I've seen, but it was in his most recent live stream. He's made a candy shop in the shopping district.
Yes.
That looks, well, first of all, tasty. What a great idea. And yes, it looks delicious.
Yes. So that, I know I was on at one stage and Drac and him were bouncing the ideas off of each other for candy names and what they could be. And I was like thinking, this is a brilliant idea for a shop. So I'm really glad they went with it. I've seen his idea for his next shop as well. It looks really cool.
Nice.
So that should be exciting. And I don't know if he's started construction of it yet. But yeah, it's something to definitely be looking forward to. I myself have had zero ideas for a shop this season. But yeah, I think we'll definitely need to think of something to stick in the shopping district.
There's always a chum bucket.
Yeah, I could always bring that back, but you know, Ocean Clan and fish, and you know, I feel like you guys probably have the monopoly on that one.
On the fish, yeah. Yeah, we'll be giving fish away for free. I can guarantee you that one.
Already have at the clan meeting, didn't you? Gave away some fermented fish.
Do you need any more?
Yeah.
Sure. No, please. No I'll more.
Take some cooked ones.
Please.
We make fish sauce out of it. Come on.
Oh, you already used it, so you need more. Okay, I'll bring some more over. No worries. Three shots. But let's just touch back really quickly on Drac.
Yeah.
Are the voices real, or is it just Drac and mushrooms? What is it? Mushrooms or reality?
So, you know, rewatching his videos, I'm fairly certain in some of the scenes where he's shown hearing the voices, I've been in close proximity to him and heard nothing. So I can safely say they are in his head. But whether the source of that is his mind or, you know, what he says it is, who knows?
Time will tell.
All I know is I have absolute faith in him and I am following him and will give up my life to pursue his goals.
That's a big call.
Yeah. From my perspective, I think the most worrying thing is Drac has become a farmer. On one of the videos, he was concerned about his crops being destroyed by the slime infestation you guys have got in the caves. That seems to be a more worrying thing than the voices in my head, to be honest, because Drac is not a farmer. So he's done a complete 180, you know? So.
Yeah. No, look, I would highly recommend you don't eat any carrots that Drac might give you.
Yeah.
Just because I've seen some of the planting techniques where the slime jumps in the empty space and he seems to throw the carrot back into the ground with excessive force, but, you know, doesn't clean up the slime after he kills it. It's all over the farm. It's a mess.
Yeah. Well, something to look forward to all around there. And as you mentioned before, obviously Porterhouse Gaming, hopefully the great Keegers O2 will leave a link to Porter in the description. A brand new member of the Interrealms family. Make sure you check out his videos and a big welcome to Porterhouse.
Welcome. Yes.
Welcome.
We're with Porterhouse. Do we have a new Death King on the server as well? Because he died like at least four times in a single video, which from my understanding was recorded in a few hours. So, you know, it's statistically speaking, he could be over 500 deaths by now.
Look, I agree with you. He was definitely making great strides, but...
Yeah, if you extrapolate the data, you know.
We're now moving into the Minecraft lab segment, so we're going to get scientific. But can anyone catch Keegers? And we'll take this as our introduction into talking about what's happening over in the cliff section. Will anyone catch Keegers' death count this season?
I think the reality is Eleni is going to make sure and ensure that remains high and probably well out of reach of mere mortals like the rest of us.
Could you maybe do one of your episodes as a nature show with David Attenborough voiceover of just watching Keegers in his natural habitat as he dies multiple times?
That sounds like it's a just ripping idea.
It's just fun watching Keegers move around the place. I do it all the time. Just like, what's he up to? So there's a wild Keegers.
So you like to watch, is that what you're saying?
Yes, I'm a voyeur. Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic.
You heard it here first.
Breaking news here on the podcast, which makes me a little bit concerned given your latest antics, Jurassic.
Antics. What happened?
Well, I've learned that, you know, you, Drac, and Sween Pie from Ocean Clan should not get together very often because shenanigans are afoot, are they not?
They very much took some gigantic strides in the last video, yes. Correct.
Can one say some wobbly strides?
Well, for me and Sweeney, 100%. We still don't know where Drac went, so... We're hoping to locate him in the near future. Whether that happens, we're not sure, but we're still reeling from a really bad hangover.
And if we don't find him, he had a good run.
Yeah, exactly.
He's off with
that. The voices got to him.
Maybe he's off following the voices. Who knows? But Kid Jurassic, what inspired you to make a video like that? Because that was, and I know there's a second part coming, which I can't wait to see, but what was your inspiration?
I mean, we've been throwing around some ideas, part of the infrastructure committee, just trying to create some good you know, enjoyable experiences for ourselves and for our viewers. And I think we've been banding about some ideas, and then Sweeney came up with this one, and we've all got our little aspects of it that have gone into creating this storyline. But yeah, I think Sweeney was the main ringleader in this, but it just sounded like a really fun thing, and also an opportunity for us to explore more of the server, explore more of the areas which we may not have necessarily gone to as much. And yeah, it was a really great experience just filming all the content for it, and participating in it. We had so many laughs that just didn't even make it into the episode, or even didn't get recorded. You need to make sure you record everything.
So Sweeney Pie was the ringleader. Why am I not yes. surprised?
Yeah, but I believe Drac was the one who led us astray. I was just an innocent victim.
As always, Jurassics.
Yeah, yeah, always, 100%. Always.
Yeah, we've played 2 seasons together now, and yeah, always a victim you are. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, did you see anyone get shot in the episode?
Not yet.
There we go. Innocent.
All right.
Should we have?
No.
And no
I cut those bits out.
And no objections for hearsay. So excellent. Jurassic, I've got to say this. Your building skill is just going to all new levels this season. It's just
chef's kiss
and better. Yeah. What do you put it down to?
I think this year or this season, I very much have tried to just do different stuff as well, like not try to stick in one style of build. And I think that's probably been the way to sort of push myself and use different block palettes and that sort of thing. So I think I counted the other day, I've done 8 different styles of roof, whether they've been A-frame, like, yeah, there is definitely this trend of me struggling with roofs on live stream, but we get there finally. But like, yeah, I think for me, it's been really sort of trying to do stiff stuff differently. And being within our sort of Cliffs community, it's been really good sort of working with Elaney, Cubsy and Keegers to sort of play off each other and sort of, oh, let's do this, let's do that. So I don't know, I think it's been wanting to get out and to do something different. Obviously I've still got to start my main base area, and still playing with ideas there, but it's just been a really fun experience to try all these different techniques and build styles and palettes and that sort of thing. And yeah, it's just been really fun, and it's been nice to hear everyone appreciating that experience from their perspective, as well as me enjoying it as well.
Obviously I don't get over to the main Cliffs area all that often because it is a bit of a hike away. But I did manage to see it. Elaney and Naku convinced me to go caving with them and Keegers night there. And thanks to a wayward, well, what can we say? A wayward creeper, I managed to see your that build area twice, once in the air and once having to run. So, it's just that whole central area for your central area there for Cliffs is just looking absolutely amazing at the moment. It's a full credit to the whole crew there.
But I think overall across the SMP as well, like everyone's doing a really good job. Like part of the recent video and the video coming up was going to the cliffs and going to the caves and going to the Ocean Clan or Bacchanal Clan. Mm-hmm. And I think everyone has really pushed themselves and really sort of taken hold of the opportunity to create such a aesthetic builds, as well as being functional in terms of putting farms in buildings and that sort of thing. So I think across the server, everyone's really stepped it up and doing the cinematics and doing the replay mod with the shaders and stuff. It's really sort of shown everyone comes with a really high skill level within our server.
And, you know, Wesley might be able to agree with me here because obviously he was one of the originals from season one as well. But for me, this season is completely different on so many different levels than what anything that we've done before. Well, either at season 1, season 2, just as you said, everyone's trying different things. Everyone's doing bigger builds, more aesthetic. It's going to be very interesting to see where this server ends up when we, or if we ever get to the end of this season.
Yeah,
definitely agree. 100%. Except that I think there's a major lack in the number of pranks being pulled so far.
Oh, you've heard
season of one, smack that one out of the park. Jeez.
Are you saying we need Sheepman back? Because I'm telling you, he's buried, possibly. Well buried at the moment.
I'm not going to prank the caves by filling it with water. Not going to happen. That is too big an area to prank with
please
water.
Do not get Trojan's idea and fill it with ice.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That is water.
I have no idea what you're talking about. It's definitely totally impossible that you logged on one day to find your base full of water. Good times. That block that just kept reappearing in the same spot over and over. And I was like, what is going on?
It's one of my finest.
Yeah, it was actually that. I've never seen anyone else do that. That was very clever.
Yeah.
Very clever.
It was the water, complete confusion. That was the best part.
It was.
Speaking of water, how do we segue into Ocean Clan?
Oh, mate, that was liquidy smooth. That
move. Yeah.
Thank you.
So Ocean, well, I suppose I could probably talk to that one being in Ocean. So we also have a new member here in the Ocean Clan. Bearded Boss Alex has joined the server. And can I just say, did he hit the ground running with his first video or what?
Yeah. Very good. Very good.
Obviously, he's got a fair bit of pedigree there with streaming. And for him now to come in and try straight to jump into the cinematic style that a lot of us are aiming for, it was very good, well thought out, and I can't wait to see what he brings. And already with the few interactions I have had with him, I can see he's a great fit for the dynamic that we've got going over on an Ocean at the moment. As similar to you when you said that, you know, you were when you were recording with Drac and Sweeney, you know, there's so much that doesn't make an episode. It's the same with us. We get on to record something that, you know, turns out to be a 2 minutes bit in the video, and probably about 4 hours later we've finally finished that scene, and there's hours upon hours of footage. It's like, well, no one's ever going to see this, but this is just comedy gold, or it's not appropriate to be putting out sort of thing. But no,
there's limits on that,
apparently. Not, but anyway, we try to at least present it somewhat. But no, we've done a fair bit of building around the place. We're sort of coming towards the end, I guess, of our central area now. Phase one. Let's call it phase one of our central clan area. It's sort of coming towards the end. And we've gone for a very much a... what our goal actually is that you'll be able to see a very clear distinction by the end of the season of sort of us moving through the technological eras, so to speak. So obviously, you know, we started off very rudimentary with huts. Now we've sort of moved into like the medieval with our style of builds that we're doing and the level of technology that we have. And the sort of the plan that we have is by the time we get to the end of the season, you're going to have a very stark contrast between Camp Hedzalot, which is what we call our main area, and what is going to appear in our big massive bay area, which I can't give away at the moment for obvious reasons. But yeah, it's been fun working with Sweeney and Naku on that area. And it's really great to see Naku trying to step out of her comfort zone and give a hand to like terraforming. She's done all the pathways through the area, and it's coming up really, really well.
Also really impressive that you guys have managed to achieve what you have with the constant smell of rotten fish.
After a while, you just sort of don't notice it anymore. It just sort of becomes, you become one with the fish.
It sort of becomes you.
Yeah, the fish becomes you, exactly. And, you know, you learn to embrace it. And as I said, I'm happy to bring some more over to you guys. No problem.
On the plus side, you'll never be able to sneak up on any of the other clans because we'll know when you're coming from a mile away.
Well, there goes our hope of doing any sort of pranking. The other thing I wanted to talk about while we're on the ocean is, can we just talk about for a second Sween Pie's videos?
Brilliant.
How good is he at making content?
It's absolutely brilliant. I think the first thing that I was like, Oh my word, that is amazing. It was those captain's logs, like sitting by the fire. Just that alone, I was like, sheesh, that's awesome. But then he's just stepped up his game with every video.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I actually thought the peak of his videos was when he did the David Attenborough one towards the end of one of his videos. I'm like, this is just perfect. And then he comes out with another video with the fight for the clan, control of the clans, when we had the player meeting.
Yeah,
and
geez.
That was so well done.
He sent me that to do, like, to record some audio for, and I was like, watching it, I was like, oh my word. This is amazing.
Definitely next level stuff there from Sweeney. We've just lost Jurassics. So we... wait, he's back.
Maybe he's back.
Sorry, you guys were, I was trying to say stuff and you kept on talking. I'm like, what the hell's going on? And then
probably wasn't important.
My mic wasn't
Discord, that's enough for Jurassic. Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah. No, we just weren't interested in what you were saying, Jurassic. Yeah. Treasure and I were talking.
Yeah, that's right. No, your place, Jurassic.
Wow. So,
what
go build saying? Something.
yeah, go build something else.
Sorry, I'm running out of stuff now.
Well, Jurassic, why don't you go build something big? Something exciting. Something, I don't know, maybe something that might lead to some fun and games maybe on the server.
Sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that was an awesome segue there. Well, that's working real well.
Well, now that you mention it, I remember, I kind of put up a suggestion that we build Hunger Games in survival on the SMP, on Interrealms. So yeah, that kicks off officially today. So yeah, we've got a big project which hopefully everyone will get involved in, be a part of, as well as basically helping me, because it is a huge project.
Yeah, I've seen some of the plans for it. What you've got in mind is huge, but personally I'm excited to see Hunger Games back in Minecraft, because it's sort of something that was massive ages ago and then it's just sort of just went gone.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Now is this Hunger Games the one where all the younger kids like start killing each other and hiding in the forest and that, or is this Hunger Games the hot dog eating competition in America?
I only know one of those and that's the former.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we can introduce some sort of component, surely.
That there definitely will be eating to survive, but not for competitive eating purposes. Yes,
I've been practicing for the wrong thing. Good to know. There goes that month.
So that's what you've been doing.
And he's have to burn off all those calories. That's why he's doing all the push-ups on live stream.
Yeah, well, he can run around the Hunger Games arena, that's for sure, because it's big enough for him to run around. I've just checked the item list for the redstone. Only part of the redstone, and that's 18,000 items just for the redstone.
Only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I've done bigger builds, so, yeah, we'll make sure it goes bigger than that, that's for sure.
Bigger the better, mate. Bigger the better.
Yeah. Well, we've got a 300 block diameter playing area for the Hunger Games. Yeah. And all of that's got to be built redstone components for automation of the whole game. So literally players go in, we press a button and they can just play. There's no need to reset anything manually. It should all be done automatically. And then obviously we'll have all of our building and areas where, you know, the game will actually take part in. So we've got some buildings going up, some custom trees, a wall going around the whole area, all that stuff. It's going to be pretty epic.
Sounds epic.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Well, I don't know if I've bitten off more than I can chew, to be honest.
Yeah.
So you're not
building, start chewing.
You're not building a base this season, are you, Jurassic?
Maybe not. Hunger Games may be my base.
Just build a little house next to the Hunger Games arena and claim that as your base.
Yeah, and just have like one block touching the actual arena, and it's like, hey, look, it's all my base. Well, guys, I think we've wrapped up the month of May already. Can you believe it's May? Yes, it's been going for almost 5 months now. That's just insane. But thank you for joining me here. I hope you've enjoyed it. Excellent. Would you like just to tell people that listening where they can find you online?
I'm on YouTube, so Jurassics, JURAS6X, on YouTube. Yep. Or on the website created by the wonderful Keegers, or on any of the other social platforms, and also on other podcasts.
You can find me everywhere at Wesley YT, except for YT, where you can find me without the YT in my name.
Not confusing at sense. All.
I know exactly where to go to find you now. Anyway, good job.
If you lost, just search knees and you should find me.
Yeah. Well, as they say, Wesley probably lost. And obviously,
exactly.
And obviously, I'm Troj, and you can find me on the Interrealms website, on YouTube under DTG Family Gaming, or under my new channel, The Troj. But gentlemen, thank you for joining me. It's been another awesome month on the Interrealm server, and let's see what happens next month.
Thanks, guys. Be fun.
Goodbye, all, and don't forget, stay tuned for next week's podcast. Goodbye.
Bye.